It's generally accepted in the medical community. There's a nursing shortage in many parts of Wisconsin. However, no one really knows how many nurses will be needed to treat an aging population, partly because they don't know how many there are now. Counting the number of professional nursing licenses can give a false impression. Judy Warmuth from the Wisconsin Hospital Association says they presume many older nurses are still on the job, but notes others renew their state credentials regardless of whether they plan on working.
Nurses are loath to let go of their license no matter how old they are and how unlikely it is that they will return to the nursing workforce.
Warmuth says retention efforts have increased. There are strategies to reduce the amount of heavy lifting, and pay has gone up with demand. But the Assembly's Public Health Committee Chairman, Representative Chuck Benedict, says healthcare dollars spent on administrative costs far outweigh the paychecks of those at the patient's bedside. Benedict, a doctor himself, estimates the last three decades, compensation to nurses and physicians has doubled.
Whereas administrative costs have probably gone up 25 or 30 times. And I think this is one of the big problems with the unsustainable growth in the healthcare costs.
The vacancy rate for nurses in Wisconsin is estimated at 8%. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.